I'm very happy now to welcome Rob Weiner and Olivia Cece. They are students at Santa Fe Prep, and they're here to talk to us about the 30th annual Terry Fox Run, which is happening tomorrow, Wednesday, the 7th of April. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having us.
So who is Terry Fox, and what is this run all about?
Terry Fox was a teenager who lived in Canada, and he was an athlete, a basketball player. And in the year 1980, he got cancer and lost his leg. So he embarked on what he called the Marathon of Hope, running more than 3,000 miles across Canada on one leg. And he became a real activist for just cancer research and fighting through cancer while you're an athlete.
How do you run on one leg?
It's interesting, there's videos of it. It's like a shuffle hop sort of, so it'd be, it's like skipping really on one foot.
With a crutch or a prosthetic of any kind?
He had a prosthetic leg, but it was, all the power obviously was coming from his good leg, so it was kind of just like a shuffling across.
Amazing.
Really was.
So what does this look like here in town?
Well, what we've been doing for the past 30 years, a teacher at our school actually, after Terry's leg was amputated, he got cancer again. And as he was in the hospital, my math teacher and his son were so touched by the story, they decided to telephone him and ask, you know, what can we do for you, Terry? You've been such an inspiration to us. And he told them, continue my run, because it's not just my run, it's all of our run. And a few days after that, Terry died. And so for 30 years, we've been putting on this run at Law School Andrinas. And students at the Santa Fe Prep Middle School just go collect pledges throughout town. And they go out and run as much as they can. So someone will pledge, say, $1 for every mile so-and-so runs. After that, we collect how many miles each person's run, mail out the pledges, and money goes back to our endowment with the Santa Fe Community Foundation. Currently around $300,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And that goes toward research?
This is helping local families of children affected by cancer.
Uh-huh. Now, Olivia, are you a runner?
More of a sprinter than a long-distance runner, but I ran in the Terry Fox Run the last 2 years.
And so you are both an organizer of this and a participant?
Well, I'm just an organizer this year. When I was in middle school, I'm a freshman now, so when I was in middle school, I ran.
And what about you, Rob?
I think I'm supposed to be helping out with aid station and oranges, but I'm going to have to get some laps in there. Always do one for Terry.
So if people want to participate in this, either as runners or probably more likely as sponsors of people running, how do they do that?
There's a couple ways. We're always accepting donations if you write a check just to Terry Fox Run and then mail it just to Santa Fe Prep, address 1101 Camino de Cruz Blanca, Santa Fe, and then just say, attention, Terry Fox Run. That'll go into our endowment with the Community Foundation. Also, if you know any kids at Santa Fe Prep, you can pledge them to run. It's another easy way to do it.
Is it only prep kids who are running, or you've got other kids from the other schools in
this
town?
This year it's just prep kids, but because it's the 30th, I mean, it's kind of a big one because this is our math teacher. He's retiring after this year. And so former Governor Jerry Abadaka was at the first run, and he was the honorary starter, and so we're getting to come back for this run. So, and there's going to be some prep alums from the past runs, so this year is going to be including more than we have in, say, the past two or three.
Rob Weiner and Olivia Cece are students at Santa Fe Prep, and once again, the 30th annual Terry Fox Run is tomorrow, the 7th of April. Thanks to you both so much for being here.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Take care.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, and you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company, we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.